You direct everyone down the left branch. A few days later, you have arrived in the hinterlands. No matter how hard you search, there is no sign of the Philandris plant you seek. You do, however, harvest an astonishing amount of elf fruit. Weeks pass as you wander the hinterlands. You gather more elf fruit. After a while, you come to love the elf fruit. Its leaves are so pleasingly large and leafy. Its stalk stands so firm and proud. You haven't eaten anything but elf fruit for days. At first, you were somewhat bored of the taste, but now you know that elf fruit is the perfect food. Its roots cure all minor ailments, including sore throats, flatulence, and even indigestion. You make a mental note to yourself that, should you ever make it out of the hinterlands, you must set everyone in Skyhold on an all-elf fruit diet. Solas is the first to succumb.
The sun is so bright, so warm, so calm. Why don't we just rest here for a while? We should follow the example of the elf fruit and find peace.
Slowly, your party is transformed into elf fruit. You turn your leafy, large leaves to the sun, stalks standing firm and proud, rooted to the spot by your miraculous healing roots. One day, years in the future, a hero stumbles across 5 strangely tall elf fruit plants in the middle of a meadow. He had come to the hinterlands on a mission to save the world, but he decides to accept the side quest and travel to Skyhold to learn the history behind these eerie, mournful plants. Unlocking your story earns him 1,025 XP and 300 influence.
The end.